Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and today's show is going to be a little different. For those of you who follow our shows, you know that usually Caroline Allen is with me, and she works with God for healing, and I read the Akashic Records, and she's not, as I said, she's not able to be here with us today, and so what I did is I felt that Archangel Michael wanted to come, and so we discussed this as to how we were going to prepare today's show. Now, for those of you who do join us for the conference calls, this program today will be structured very similar to our conference calls, and this show in particular is going to follow the format of our fireside chat. And at the fireside chat, what usually happens is Archangel Michael holds the space between this dimension and the next dimension, and he brings the masters to this dimension where they speak through me and they have certain messages that they are delivering. You might say teachings in a sense. And we, in the very beginning, read a prepared message. Then we give the people on the telephone the opportunity to ask questions about that message if there's something that they don't understand. And then the masters come and they will discuss some aspect of ascension. And this is what we're going to be doing today. So this will be very similar to a fireside chat. And after each master comes and delivers their message, we will take phone calls from the audience where you can ask that master a question about the information that they brought forth. Now, for this show today, we ask that you not ask so much for personal things, but really questions on the information that was brought forth, and questions really that pertain to ascension and pertain to the events in the world that is leading up to ascension. So our other shows will be working more with, personal questions and working with serving individuals on a personal level. So for now, we will keep, we will not be taking telephone calls until after the first master delivers their message. Now, Archangel Michael has given me a prepared message that sort of gives an overview of what they're going to discuss today. Understand, there are so many different aspects of ascension that each time the masters come, they will follow a particular point of view that has to do with the message that we read in the beginning. So I'm going to read the message that Archangel Michael gave me. And before I read it, I would just like to mention something. We're all accustomed to calling him Archangel Michael, which certainly is acceptable. But he calls himself Michael. And he said to me one time, pronounce the word Michael and then pronounce the word Michael. And notice the difference in energy between the two. And he associates himself with that energetic sense that is contained in the word Michael. Now, he'll answer to either one, of course. But I just thought I would mention that because I do use the name Michael most of the time, and I didn't want you to become confused. When I use the name Archangel Michael, we are talking about that same great Archangel Michael. And he has also had other names, too, throughout the period of time. We'll talk about that a little later, but for now, I'm going to read the prepared message that he gave me to start the show with. And he says, this might seem very unusual to you who listen, as perhaps this is a first. However, we feel that if given this opportunity to speak to those who are willing to listen, it behooves us to use that opportunity. There is so much happening in the upper planes that you are not aware of presently. You see the struggle on Earth between the light and the dark forces, but this struggle is also happening in the levels above your usual view in the upper astral planes. On Earth, there are three groups presently. One group is the light workers, and if you are listening to this, I would count you in this group. The second group is also souls who were created by Source, but for many reasons do not serve the light, but rather serve the dark. Then there is the third group, who is in direct opposition to Source and have tried to overthrow the creative process and control creation and those souls who carry the light. In the second group, who serve the dark, there are divisions within this group. Some are serving Source by serving themselves first and not others. They have chosen this path to gather experience from another point of view. They do not wish to harm others, but they think of themselves first. This is a longer path towards enlightenment and takes more lifetimes to master the journey, but they will eventually come back to serving others first. You might say they took a side journey because they questioned this path early in their experiences. Another part of that group that serves the dark agenda is a group who volunteered to take a dark path in order to set up the challenges between the light and dark as a tapestry of life. There are individuals who come to public attention and allow a dark path as a reminder of what you do not want to emulate. Theirs has been a difficult path sometimes, but they volunteered to do this and ultimately serve. The third part of the dark is a group that did not originate on this planet, but found this large group of souls as they moved along a string and noticed your creation during the breakup of the island of Atlantis. They saw that you were vulnerable and took advantage of this. Most of the conflict of war and destruction is attributable to this group. It is this group that will be left behind when the dimensions change and most of the souls cross over that checkpoint placed between dimensions by those souls who set up that dimensions early in cosmic history. It is our purpose to bring forth each of those who work on a commission of sorts, who are in charge of the ascension process, and we will bring them forth to give their perspective of what is happening on the inner planes and in your world that they see. We will allow questions after each master comes forth and gives you their perspective. Signed, Archangel Michael. Usually when we are doing a conference call and we read a message, I'll give the opportunity to those people who are listening to the conference call to ask questions on the written message to make sure that everyone understands. And since we really don't have input right now from someone else to ask this question, I will take that place for a moment and explain a couple things in Archangel Michael's message. When I started getting information from the Universal Akashic Records, especially that had to do with Source, how Source evolved into the cosmos, and how the dimensions were set up, this thought of these very early first souls that left Source, their records show up in the form of a scroll. And it was those that are called the scrolled ones that actually left their home in the center of the cosmos first and they divided the void into dimensions. And as they were dividing the void into dimensions, there needed to be, you might say, a word that is used as a checkpoint, or as the vibrations change through the dimensions, there is like a separation. That is what Archangel Michael is referring to when he is talking about the checkpoint placed between dimensions, and that these dimensions were set up in early cosmic history. This is what he's referring to. And I've talked about this on some of the other shows that I've done, mainly on Sunday, when we've talked about the creation of the souls and the creation of the cosmos. Then this concept of the strings. In Journey to the Other Side, that is 10 lessons that is given to us by the masters. A lot of these concepts are discussed in there. And so we're touching upon it at this moment about the different groups of the dark, that they are not all in one group. So when we talk about the light and we talk about the dark is really divided into these different groups of souls also. And so one of the things that I think is interesting is those souls who volunteer to take a dark path. They're usually in public. They usually have the attention of the public, and they are a reminder of what you do not want to become. So it is like a patchwork quilt between the light and the dark, so that you can look at this picture, this tapestry of life as it is evolving. And sometimes we don't realize that these individuals have volunteered to play that role, so to speak. Now, I'm going to turn this over to Archangel Michael as he is standing here, and he wants me to describe to you what I am seeing now, and he is inviting you to follow along with the description and to see, to focus your consciousness on what I am describing, with the hope that you will start to open up, that you will start to see into the next dimension. On all of our conference calls, they work with this. They don't want to come and have me channel them and give you the message. What they are really hoping is to help awaken souls, to help awaken their psychic energies, for you to be able to go within and to see to the other side and to perceive what is happening. Now, just a little reminder, some people become aware or conscious of the inner planes, or use their consciousness to see beyond their own physical body, in feeling something, in seeing something, or intuiting something. And each of us will have one of these methods in which we will gather information. So if I'm describing something that I am seeing, a picture that Archangel Michael is bringing to us, you might not see it in that particular manner, so don't become discouraged. You might, in the very beginning, feel the energy. You might see colors, or you might just sense it, or your intuition, you might feel that that is right. In other words, you are intuiting that. So keep that in mind as we're going through this description. Also, the more times that you do this, the more times that you practice this, the more your skills are honed, so to speak. So if this is the first time that you have been following along and you are doing this, you might think, well, I'm not being very successful at this. Well, it's only because this is the first time that you're doing this. Each time, be patient with yourself, be loving with yourself, because each time you do this, you will find that the response becomes stronger. And after a while, you are going to be surprised at how you are going to move along the path, and your spiritual eyes are going to be opening, and you're going to start to see and feel and hear and sense these things. So if this is the first time you've been with us, the first time you've done this, do not be discouraged. Now, before we go to that doorway where the masters are coming, Archangel Michael says that when all of you joined in the listening audience, that there was a form of protection that surrounded you, and that was his group of warrior angels. And he is saying now, the first thing that he wants you to do is to take a deep breath. Breath is extremely important because it disconnects, in some instances, it disconnects certain stimuli from the unconscious mind, and sometimes it connects the spiritual and the physical. So the breath is extremely important. And so he is asking that all of you take a couple deep breaths, and with each breath, relax yourself. Slow yourself down. We are so busy in this world that we operate in that sometimes our senses become overwhelmed, and it seems like there is a disconnect from the spiritual. And so the breath is very important, especially deep breathing, where the intake and the outtake, that there is a sense of that taking its time, relaxing all of the physical. And this is what he wants you to do. If you need more than a couple breaths, take more. The idea here is to relax your physical, to allow the mind to engage in the spiritual, to disengage from the physical for a second, because what we are going to be doing is taking a journey into the spiritual realms. That is what this is all about today, taking that journey into the spiritual realm. So after you feel relaxed, if you feel tense, then maybe what you need to do is just take your consciousness and start at the feet or start at the head. Just scan your body, looking for any place of tension, and just release it. Just relax. Just allow yourself to be at peace. And after you feel that you have relaxed and you're in a peaceful mode, then take your consciousness and place it in the heart area. Now, as you place your consciousness in the heart area, you should see a pink glow. Now, if you do not see a pink glow or a pink fire of some sort, then have the intent to clear that. That is all you need to do. Just have the intent to clear that area, clear the heart, so that you see the pink. Once you see the pink, you know that the heart area, the heart chakra, has been cleared of any discordancy that might be there. Now he is saying, look a little closer, because beneath that pink glow, you should be able to see what appears to be a triple flame. There is a flame of pink, there is a flame of yellow, and there is a flame of a blue, a very pale kind of aqua color. The colors are pale, and as those three fingers, those three colors, you can look into the heart, see that flame. They almost look like they're in a braid with one another, and they twist so that around that there is a pink glow. You have now come to the very essence of what we are looking for. And once you see the flame, if you see the triple flame, then it is time to place your consciousness in the back of you, because standing behind you is one of Archangel Michael's warrior angels. He wants you to sense him. Feel him. Sense the angel. If it does not have a form to your eyes or your senses, your spiritual eyes, then sense the energy, because it might come to you, that form of energy might come to you as a blue flame. It might come to you as a white flame. And for some of you, it might even come as a pinkish, reddish flame. And he is saying to you, once you see that, once you sense that, once you feel that, know that that is my angel that I have assigned to you for this two-hour period that we are working on this ascension information. He did this so that you know you are in complete peace, that there is no conflict around you, that you are protected, that you can open up your thoughts, you can share them, you can receive. So the purpose of this is twofold: to be able to share what is in your mind and heart, and also to be able to receive. As I say those words, he wants you to think of receiving and sharing as the infinity sign, not up like an eight, but lying down on its side. So there is a part that is receiving, there is a part that is sharing, and it comes in and out, flows in and out around the infinity symbol, and it moves around the heart chakra, the giving forth and the bringing in as your breath is going out and coming in. And the purpose of this is to make this connection to those who are coming to speak to us as a close connection as possible. So just for a few seconds, as you breathe in and out, see your breath as if it is going through the infinity symbol, breathing out, breathing in, sharing what you have and bringing in into your mind, into your will and acknowledgement and intelligence, this information that is coming to you. It is, in essence, you need to make a home for the reception of it. Neither source nor any of the spiritual hierarchy are here to foist their ideas upon anyone. They are just here to offer ideas and concepts, and it is up to you to decide whether you wish to accept them or not. If you wish to accept them, there is great joy among those in the higher planes. And they realize that if you do not wish to accept them, that the time will come when you will, and maybe it just isn't your time at the moment. So there's great tolerance here, there's great love here. So Archangel Michael wanted me to start with that first, so that you could be receptive to the energies, that you could be relaxed. And now the next thing he wants me to do is to go over to that doorway, that is between this dimension and the next higher dimension. So what I would like for you to do is take your consciousness and follow me. We are going to the end of this dimension. There is a doorway. It is open. It almost looks like a hatch that has slid back. It is the separation between the two dimensions. And I am standing on one side of that opening, and Archangel Michael is standing on the other side. He is the one who is using his energies to hold open that space so that others can come here and speak to you. I, on the other hand, am willing to use my voice and my human physical body to offer that connection so that you can hear what they have to say. And so take your consciousness, stand in the middle of us, and peer out with me and see if you can intuit this, if you can see it, if you can feel it. Because as I look out there, what I see is a dark blue. It is like a midnight blue that is on a silk velvet. If you can think of a silk velvet that is that midnight blue, that is the blue that I see when I peer out into the cosmos, because that is what I'm doing right now. I am at the edge of this dimension. I am peering into the next dimension, out into the cosmos. And I want you to be with me and experience what you can. See the midnight blue. See the stars as they move by. If you look closely, you can see some of the asteroids in the asteroid belt moving along the periphery. And follow me. Do not be afraid to move out into the midnight blue with me, because if you will follow me, what we are to perceive now is the nursery of stars. This is the nursery of stars that is in our section of the cosmos. And you might even see some of the angelic messengers that are there that are reporting to Source the development of the stars, the hydrogen columns, the other gases that are there. I see some of the newly forming stars twinkling along the edges of the hydrogen gases. If you don't wish to enter with me, it's fine. If you stand where you are, you can intuit this. You might not be willing to jump out here with me so soon, because sometimes it takes a couple trips going through one of these conference calls to be willing to join us out in the cosmos. And so he is beckoning me to come back. And I come back into the doorway, and I stand now at the end of this dimension. And what I am seeing now, as the first entity comes through into our realm, what goes before her is, I always am so intrigued by this because they are so joyful. There is this band of little cherubs. They all gather around her feet, and they're all so very happy and joyful. And they look to me very similar to what you see in the early religious art, the little cherubs, the little faces, the little wings. This is how they present themselves to me. But truly, they are an energy. This is the joyful energy of Source that Source sends out with his cherubim. And this energetic wave weaves its way through the entire cosmos. And so this gathering of joyous beauty makes way for the Queen of Heaven, that one that we call Mary, the Mother of God, though she is in essence the temporal mother of Yeshua. and I bow before her. She has come in all of her majesty, the majesty that she has earned as one who has cared for the human race from the very first moment that her soul was created by Source. She was destined to be one of those who would act as a mother, bringing souls to incarnate into a specific realm. This was her job description, you might say. She has worked upon this planet for many, many years, and in her incarnations, she has taken the roles of the Galactic Mother. She has had many names, but she comes today under the name of Mother Mary. They are all an outcropping from that soul that we know of as Sophia, so that the mothers who have come, the Earth mothers who have come under the different names, are all outcroppings of that great source of Sophia. And so the dearest mother comes. She comes dressed, as she does many times, in white. She likes white. And she tells me that one of the reasons that she likes white is because white represents light, and light is the language of God. And so she wears the white as that remembrance, that symbol that white is the language of God. And she enters. Focus your attention upon her. If you can, see the white of her robe. She's wearing, this time, a different kind of crown. Her hair is long. It's kind of wavy. She shows herself to us in what would be the appearance of a young Hebrew woman. She has taken the appearance of that period of time when she was the mother of Yeshua. And the reason she tells me that she has come dressed in this form, because she comes many times dressed differently, and she says that there are many who are listening on the telephone line right now who have had some connection with that lifetime, that when Yeshua came, some of you were intimate companions of Yeshua. Some of you were the followers in the crowds that came to hear his words, as they were words of great comfort. And during that period of time, you lived in, some of you, abject poverty. They were very difficult times for humanity. And she is wanting you to concentrate on her, because many of you knew her, and you knew her as the mother. She is portraying herself as the mother for many reasons, and she is here today as the mother because it has been given to her, this directive, so to speak. It is within her hands as to what information is going to be relayed to the human race, that the knowledge of what is about to transpire is her decision as to what will be revealed. She wants me to tell you this, that there were many masters in heaven that felt that the world was not ready for all that was to be imparted. And it was her desire that nothing be held back. Some felt that we should be given information in little bits, in little dribs of information, so that we wouldn't go into fear. And her viewpoint is she wants her children to know everything that is ahead of them, because if you can prepare for it, you can overcome any fear that might be in the memory banks. And this is her approach. It is why she has decided to come first, that she wishes to impart everything. And that is why she has come today. It is why she has written part of the course, The Journey to the Other Side. It is why she is on conference calls. It is why she brings these others, because she wants all of the information laid at your feet. She wants you to understand everything. And this is her message. Before you came into this lifetime, you had the opportunity to review not only the lifetime in which you were to live in a certain biology, and you did have a choice in that. You had several choices placed before you as to what family you would be born into, what DNA that you would carry, and what your needs would be to fulfill the mission that you had in front of us. But there was also something else that you reviewed, and what you reviewed was this great time of opportunity. What would be happening by way of earth changes, by way of the process towards the next higher level of vibration? That some call this ascension. However, what she wishes to say is that this is the beginning of a journey, that going up to the next higher dimension with your physical body, yes, that is a great change from what has occurred in the past, but know and understand that even that is the beginning of the journey, that there is so much ahead of you. And she says her son Yeshua spoke of the many mansions within his father's house, and she wishes to reiterate this, that going to the next higher level of vibration with your physical body is really the beginning of the journey, that there are so many other levels, and with each level that you go through, that the abilities that are bestowed upon the soul, what you are able to retrieve, is so immense that it is beyond your imagining. And so she wants to discuss this a little bit. You are preparing for a time when your thought can completely decide what you can manifest. And this takes a great deal of preparation, because in the next higher dimension, you are not allowed to do anything that can harm another soul. Here in this dimension that we are living in presently, people can do things that can harm other souls. And we see this going on every day. But in the next higher dimension, that is not allowed. So there must be a great trial period between this dimension and the next dimension, because once you move into another higher dimension, if there is any negativity there, that they can't change it. That once error goes into a higher dimension, it takes a very long time for the spiritual forces to be able to root that out, to be able to change it. Ultimately, they can, but it's very difficult. And that's why there is so much struggle in this dimension before you move over to the next higher dimension, because there, no one will be allowed to control or dominate another human being. So that is why there is this training, so to speak. And she says it is a training, but stay with it. She is here to give encouragement, because you are very close to making that breakthrough. And what happens is, right now, as you know, you are connected body and soul. The soul moves up through the dimensions first, and it makes way, it prepares the body. As the soul is moving up through the dimensions, the body is purging anything negative that it has accumulated from the past. This includes things that we have done in this lifetime. This includes our ancestral line, where they are part of the DNA that is within our physical. In other words, we know a little bit about DNA in the sense that through our DNA we receive maybe the color of our eyes, the shape of our body, the color of our hair. But there were also attitudes. There were also patterns that those in the past that held that DNA, those patterns became part of the DNA. And if it was something that was not of the highest self, it was something of negativity, such as fear, such as hatred, all of this now has to be purged. And what you're going through right now sometimes is you're feeling the energies of emotions that really aren't yours in a sense. They might have been the emotions of an ancestor who maybe came from a very superstitious community, who maybe was in fear because they came from a community where they belonged to a certain culture or a certain race that was being annihilated by another group. And so those energies became part of the DNA now that has been passed down to maybe a person who doesn't have any reason to have those kinds of fears. But what is happening is as the soul is moving up through the dimensions, the body is releasing this. And so people at this point are feeling things within their body that they can't identify with. And it becomes disconcerting for some to feel changes in their body, to feel emotions that they do not know where they're coming from. And what she says is the earlier months in this year, people were clearing away their own emotional debris. We were clearing away those patterns that we created, and now we have stepped into a new walkway, so to speak, where we are clearing away those patterns that came from other lifetimes. We might have even been our ancestor and came back into the same line to clear the DNA of mistakes that we made several lifetimes ago, or we might have come into a brand new line of DNA, and all of this has to be cleared. And so this is the essence of her message for this show, and she wants you to know that there is so much more information to give you, but this is only a two-hour show, and already we are getting close to the first hour, and she realizes that she has to stop now, and there will be another time where she will bring forth more information. Now, she wants me, before I do this, she has brought forth what appears to be a little golden cage. And inside that cage, there is a dove. And she opens the door of the cage. And this beautiful dove flies out very quickly. I saw its yellow beak as it the head came out of the cage, and now I see the back of the body flying away. And she says that all those who are listening to this, that she is sending her energy of peace into your hearts right now. And behind that peace, I see this pink, what looks like a streamer, following this dove. And It is the peace that she is sending you on a ray of love. And before we open up questions for her, she wants you now to take a moment in your consciousness, see this dove of peace and love entering into your space. It is coming now. See it. Oh, I see it. It has stopped its flight. It is like in front of you now. The wings are very gently moving back and forth, very gently, and there is something in the beak of this dove. It is holding a little leaf. It is a laurel leaf, and it is standing there for you. It is showing the image of a dove, but it is really behind this image of a dove is the energy of peace and love. And she wants you to take your energy, to take your consciousness, and extend it out to her dove of peace and love. Invite it into your heart right now. It is not a real dove. It is having the image of a dove, but it is really her energy of peace and love. And she says, invite this into your heart. So, my dear friends, as your heart chakra opens wide to receive her gift of peace and love, allow it to come into your heart chakra. Allow it, see it move between the threefold flame, the pink and the yellow and the blue, and let it go past that down into the heart mind. The heart mind is that part below the heart chakra that basically connects all of the parts of the physical and operates them and let them be operated under the flag of love, she says. Love and peace. Let us take a moment now and allow her love and peace as it moves from the heart mind out into every part of your physical body. See her peace and love move through your veins. And as it moves through the veins, see it as the white light sparkling like the foam on the ocean. It is sparkling, going through all of the veins, going through the organs, the peace and love moving through every organ, every facet of the body until it slowly moves up through all of the meridians, moves up into the third eye, where it is like an explosion now, peace and love, opening up the third eye. Bask in the warmth of the peace and the love as it fires forth from the third eye. And then it moves up to the crown chakra. It jumps out of the crown chakra like a fountain, and her peace and love moves all through your physical body, over the physical body, your etheric body, until it covers the entire space of the etheric body down to the bottom of the feet, and then it moves down into Mother Earth, and this blessing fills Mother Earth with Mother Mary's peace and love, and it has the imprint of your personality, your soul, who you are as a being whose feet walks the earth. Allow all of that energy to move through your whole body and send your blessings into the core of the earth. Take a moment. See all of that move through you, through the earth, and see it move back up from the core of the earth and connect to everyone who is living on this planet. see the planet and all the people who are on the planet as if they are holding hands in love and in peace. And she says, you are the holder of my love. You are the holder of my peace. And I bless you for accepting that and for passing it out to the earth and to your brothers and sisters. You are all one, she says. There is no division among any of you. You are all children of God. You are all members of the human race. You are all bound in God's love. And so with that, she invites anyone to call right now and ask her a question. If you are within the U.S., we have a toll-free number, and that's 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, there is a toll-free number from Canada also, which is 888-815-9756. So I know, my friends, how it is when the masters bring us forth a meditation of some sort, as Mother Mary did. It is so easy just to slip in that arm of love because you're in a higher energy. And when you're in a higher energy, sometimes it's difficult to come back into your body, into your rational thinking mind, and come up with a question. I know on the conference calls it's hard sometimes for people to kind of wake up and say, I'm awake, I got a question here. So I'm going to give a couple minutes in case someone wants to wake up a little bit. Come to the phone, ask Mother Mary a question. She is here. She is willing to take your question, and I am willing to wait, because if there are no questions, then what we're going to do is allow Mother Mary to go back, send her energy back, and Archangel Michael will bring someone else forth. But I do want to give you a little bit more time, and I will say again, our toll-free number here is 877-876-5227. And you might still be asleep in that beautiful meditation, feeling at peace, enjoying the colors, feeling the emotion of love. And I know many times we do a conference call, it takes a while. Well, sometimes you just don't want to leave that state because it feels so good. And if that's what you want to do, that is fine. I'll give you one more chance. Our toll-free number is 877-876-5227. We're going to give you another minute or two. And if no one calls with a question for Mother Mary, we will have Archangel Michael accept, escort the great Queen of Heaven back through the dimensions, and the next one will come forth. And it seems that perhaps I am not hearing a question, and we will go on. The Mother Mary now is moving. She has like a long gown, and it has a bit of a train, and it's like she swept her train behind her as she makes the circle. And Archangel Michael is kind of saluting her with his sword. Ah, we have a question. And who is calling?
Carolyn, this is Allison.
Oh, Allison, how are you, dear?
I am fine. And although I don't have a question, and I hope it's okay if I can just make
sure.
A comment.
Yes.
Well, especially to those that are listening, I mean, it's really amazing work that you do. And you and I both know that recently in a more private phone call, and you, Archangel Michael, was with you and giving you advice that you were imparting to me, and I absolutely, completely and totally felt that energy of Archangel Michael come over me, and I'm absolutely certain that it was through you being the conduit, so to speak, an amazing experience for me recently. And I just wanted to call in and say I've been listening to the meditations. I'm sorry I don't have any profound question to ask, but I just wanted to just acknowledge the wonderful work that you do.
Well, you know, that's very kind of you, Allison. I really appreciate you saying that. And the meditations that they do certainly are very beautiful.
It's hard to come out of those meditations.
Yes, it is. That's why I was giving people time, because I know how it is on a conference call. It's a sacred space.
Mm.
When they go through those meditations, it's a sacred space, and it takes time to kind of, like, come back. And sometimes you don't really want to come back. You just want to sit there and enjoy that. When we did that with Mother Mary, did you have a sense of any of the energies that she was imparting?
Everything that you've done so far has really been a sense of total connection to what it is that you've been saying, yes.
Oh, I love
I just
that.
Don't have a profound question. I just understand everything up to this point. Sorry. So.
Now, you don't need a profound question.
I think, too, that in oftentimes it's reverence, and oftentimes it's, you know, goodness gracious, what question would I have, you know? Maybe sometimes it can be a little intimidating to come up with a brilliant question or whatever, but I was just absolutely following along. But I can understand, like I said, working with you and even spontaneously in phone calls and private conversations, the incredible presences that you work with, that's a tough thing to do, I think, for you. But it's wonderful work that you do. So.
Allison, thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling in and saying that. And see, the question is really not all that important. I think what it is acknowledgement, not to me, because, you know, I'm just, like Pope John Paul says, the telephone.
You're the telephone, right.
I'm just the telephone. It's acknowledgement to these great beings who come. And when they come, you can feel their love, their gifts that they bring. And it's just nice to say to them, I don't have a question, but I understood what you were saying. And basically, you know, thank you for being there. Thank you for loving me.
Well, you know, I don't know if you want me to take a second to share, but...
Go ahead.
When we were discussing, and Archangel Michael more or less said to you that he would help clear my aura if I would ask. And I was listening to you, and I was just kind of, you know, I guess not even seriously, just kind of thinking, well, Archangel, any time now, that would be good. I mean, it wasn't a serious conversation, and all I can say is the energy that came in for me, it went from the top of my head straight down to my toes. And it almost felt as though it lifted you from your chair, and almost felt as though you were in a state of floating, really.
And, yeah, they lift me out of my chair sometimes.
And it was just interesting how the conversation went dead, because I couldn't get a word out of my mouth at that point. And I was just quiet, because it was just being in that moment, in that energy. There wasn't anything to say.
Yeah.
And it was just absolutely amazing to me, that particular experience. I'm grateful to you for being the telephone. Actually, we were on the phone, but it was an amazing experience. You work with some extraordinary energy, extraordinary, you know, what the work that you do is extraordinary. So, you know, no question, but just wanted to be respectful to you and respectful to the masters that do come for your conference call. So I just wanted to take a moment, call into your show, interrupt it, and
send well, you know, that's so kind for you to just do that, Allison. And I got to chuckle a little bit because Archangel Mikael just—he just tickles my funny bone.
I just love
watching him. He's just so cute. He's standing here, and he is acknowledging you, and he—it's like a knight of old, how they bent over and kind of, like you've seen them have a hat in their hand and make this sweeping gesture. Well, he did that with the sword in his hand, and he was acknowledging you. And, you know, in a sense, it was like, you know, thanking you, and he acknowledged what you said. And I was kind of amused as to how he was doing that.
Yeah. Wow.
Right now he's doing a little dance.
Well, all I have to say is you know, experiencing it is everything. And,
yes.
You know, being, you know, somewhat of a skeptic that I am, you know, sometimes it's like, bring me the money or more or less bring me the experience. Otherwise, I'm not discounting. I'm open to everything. But that particular experience working with you, not that I haven't experienced in conference calls, certainly I have, but that was extraordinary. And so,
well, you know,
no
it was
for proof.
And I thank you for saying all those things, Allison, but the thing, just to go back for a second, we were talking about an issue, and I said to you, you know, call in on the Saturday show or the Wednesday show, and Archangel Mikael is standing here next to me, and he says, well, why not try me?
Yeah, why not try, you know, go to this,
yes.
You know. He's not doing anything. He's just standing there. I don't know. I'm not being irreverent. I'm sure he has a sense of humor, but it was amazing. It was so spontaneous. It was very spontaneous. And certainly if one goes into a meditative state and calls at him, but I was literally just talking to you, not really trying to do anything, and then it was just very spontaneous and an extraordinary energy that came in, which bodes me. I do have a question that I would like to ask you.
Oh, what's that?
Okay. When you, because I found that as this energy came in and as you felt it, it certainly makes your body feel, there's no words to describe that particular state of your body because there's no words for what that feels like. The energy
mm-hmm.
comes in. How do you work with and bring this energy through you? Because for me, I wouldn't want to do that for 2 hours on a radio show. You know, that's a lot of energy.
Yes, it is
you
a lot of energy.
You must get spacier. You must get ungrounded. I don't know how you deal with that. That's extraordinary.
Well, when I first started doing this, Allison, it took a great deal of personal energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you heard some of the very early work that I had done with the masters, and you could sense that struggle of holding the balance, of holding the energy. And I
mm-hmm.
have to say that it's getting a little easier now. What I have learned to do is to try and step outside of that.
Right.
In other words, Archangel Mikael holds the space, and I try and step outside of that and let them do it now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just the voice. Just
right.
The telephone.
Right. Well,
but it is fatiguing. You know,
yeah.
we can laugh about this, but yes, it does take a lot from the physical. Hopefully, the more that I do it, the easier it will become.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's like what you do. It took you many years and perhaps many lifetimes even to get to the level of skill where you are. And it's not something that like happens overnight. You know, we've worked on these skills for many different lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so it's like the culmination of all that we have done.
Mm-hmm. I particularly noticed with you the not only do I notice it with you, but actually when the energy of Archangel Michael came over me, I experienced it as well. And your voice, you have a hard time just getting the words out. Your voice definitely changes tone, and even your breathing becomes, I wouldn't say erratic, but there's a different way that you breathe. And I've noticed it in conference calls with you as well. And certainly when I felt it, I really didn't say much because I couldn't. So it was interesting. Well, it wasn't interesting. It was profound. As I said, I would think that is difficult to handle.
Well, it is a struggle for me sometimes, Alice, and I don't deny that. And there's a lot that you have to do with breathing and using God's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take a lot of rest between conference calls and what we're doing here on the show now. Right now, I'm still connected to Archangel Michael, but not the way I am when I am channeling him. But it is like there is this connection,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, it takes a lot of physical energy,
mm-hmm.
no doubt about it. And you have to be careful with your food too. Make sure there's certain elements of food. Apparently, it takes a lot of potassium out of your system to do this. So there's certain things that you have to be aware of and physically prepare for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt your show for any long
time. Oh, it wasn't an interruption at all. No, I'm really glad that that you called in because it gives. Sometimes people are a little bashful about calling and explaining an experience that they had, and it's sort of like, well, it's good. Somebody broke the ice, and it gave them a sense of, that's happening to them, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, any way that I can help, dear. So, I will let you go back to the meditations and stuff, and but I just wanted to, you know, I don't know if, I know very often that you're a very humble person, and I know that you are also the type of person that blow their own horn. I just feel that when I hear you do a show like this, plus the many, many healing shows, the wonderful shows that you have on BBS Radio, and I know that you don't, I just wanted to give you some acknowledgement and some recognition for the work that you do. So,
oh, you're so
I love
sweet,
you,
Allison.
And I will leave now.
Oh, I love you too. You
All
are
right, dear.
A dear soul, and I have been so blessed to have met you and to call you a friend because you are a beautifully talented woman.
It's a two-way street. Same thing.
Yes.
Okay, dear.
It's a good thing, darling. Thank you so much.
All right. Go back to the show. All right.
Okay, dear. Bye.
Bye.
So before I turn back to Archangel Michael, was there someone else who wanted to call in, perhaps have a question, or else just acknowledge what they felt when Mother Mary sent this love and her peace in the form of a dove? I thought it was very beautiful. And if you are concentrating when this is going on, it does put you in an altered state. And sometimes it takes a little time to come back to the now, so to speak. So I'll give you one more time, friends. It's 877-876-5227. If you want to call in and make your words known. If not, dear friends, we're going to turn back to Archangel Michael and see who is next on the agenda. So I have to take a moment now and connect with him. And he is taking me over to the same doorway and where we're going to stop and take this next call. And your name?
Hello, Wanda Lee is my name.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi. And my question, or my desire, I guess, is I'm just not willing anymore to not be connected to my higher self all the time. I want that awareness, not just hit and miss. And my question to Mary is, how do I do that, and will you help me?
Okay, the question is, you want to be connected to your higher self all the time. Is that what you said?
Yeah, be aware of my connection.
Okay.
Have it be the hugest part of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is such a beautiful desire, Wanda. It is actually what I have been told many times by the spiritual hierarchy, is that is the reason why we are one of the goals that we took on when we came into this lifetime. Archangel Mikael is saying to me that is the way that we bring heaven to earth.
Yes.
And I remember the first time I heard that phrase about bringing heaven to earth, what a feeling came over me when I heard that. And he is telling me that this was one of the goals that we had. He's showing this jumping off spot before we, this was the soul jumping off, and it's really a beautiful sight. It is like this, if you can follow the imagery, the soul is like this white light, and it's coming down into this dimension. And when the soul comes down into this dimension, and it is so beautiful, Wanda, and ready to join into the biology of this new baby, there is a song that soul sings. And it is such a beautiful thing. It has words to it if you wish to examine the words, and they are words of praise to the Creator. And we came into this lifetime, the light workers who came into this lifetime sang that song, and one of the aspects of this mission is to bring heaven to earth. This is what we are doing now, and one of the ways in which we do that is to be connected to our higher essence. Is really the gateway to a higher portion of our soul. And I don't know if Archangel Mikael wants to discuss this or Mother Mary. Let's see what who's going to take this question. And Archangel Mikael has said that Mother Mary has already gone back to the other side, that he will answer this question. And so your question is how one does that. And here's what he is saying, Wanda. In the beginning stages of awakening, it's not very probable that a person will have a continuous connection to the higher self, the higher mind, whatever. There are several names that people use for this, that the way this works is, first you make the connection, and then because that takes a while to do that, to make that, it's like a breakthrough. And once you make that breakthrough, then the moments when you are in that ecstasy, and he uses that word ecstasy, those moments of ecstasy will build one upon another, so that these periods become longer, where you are in that stream of ecstasy and the number of times when you were in that ecstasy increases. And the fastest way and the surest way that we connect is through, naturally, the emotion of love, but love and gratitude. And that we humans will say, well, I love something, I am grateful for something. And yes, you do love things, you are grateful for things, but when you say that, you are not always feeling that emotion. It is the feeling of that emotion that is the way that you connect. Now, how to connect more often and how to stay longer in that ecstasy is you've got to practice with this a little bit. You've got to play with it a little bit, and here's how you do it. You have to first recognize the difference between saying that you love something and actually feeling that emotion. For everyone, this will be a different different thing that will make you feel the love or make you feel the gratitude. For some people, it might be looking into the face of a child. You look into the face of the child and you feel this love. It could be maybe the memory of looking into the face of your own child if you're a mother. It could be looking into the child, a face of a child that is a relative. It could be looking at a flower and admiring it. They are usually moments that are quiet moments. Think of a time when you felt the emotion of love. Not when you necessarily when you said to someone, I love you, but you really felt love, you felt cared for. Remember that moment and then take that feeling. Hold on to that feeling. Release the event, but hold on to that feeling. Now, love is one of the feelings. The other is gratitude. And you do the same thing with trying to teach yourself to remember that feeling. You can say to someone can give you a gift, and you can say, thank you for that gift. I really appreciate it. But it is the motion of gratitude, of feeling cared for, of feeling that there is someone there who is supporting you. Think of an event in your life when you have felt that way. Think of it often and get into that emotion. Allow the event to drift away. Now, maybe you might reach these feelings through music, through the arts. Any one of these examples can help you get into the feeling. Now, once you can hold on to that emotion, because it is the emotion that you are trying to remember, when you go into meditation then, and you have learned how to hold that emotion, then you start sending that emotion to what you perceive as your higher mind. Many people think of it as something that is above them, and that is fine. You go into meditation, into that quiet moment, setting the scene, either lighting some candles, playing some beautiful music, knowing that you have these precious sacred moments where no one's going to interrupt what you're doing, and just hold on to that emotion, send that emotion up to your higher mind, the gratitude and the love, and then wait for a moment and listen to what comes back to you. Listen to what you perceive as the answer to that. And if you do not get an answer right away, send that emotion back up. It is those two emotions that you might say, like, pulls their sleeve. I'm here. I'm down here. Pay attention to me. Because it is those two emotions that are irresistible to the higher mind. And the more that you can get into those emotions and the more that you can send it to the higher mind, the deeper the channel that you make between your higher mind and yourself. And that is why this is not an overnight project. Because what is happening is, yes, you are laying down threads between that higher part of your soul self and you, and it is like you are making a channel. After a while, you will be able to practice that, so the moments will be longer. They will be increasing in the amount of time, so that they will come to the point where you will be able to do your regular, what you might call mundane jobs, going to the cleaners, doing grocery shopping, scrubbing a floor, and you can send that emotion to your higher mind. You will be in bliss. This is what you will be receiving fact, this energy of bliss. And the more times you do this, the more you work with this energy, the channel becomes deeper, and you will be able to do it for longer and longer periods. Is that helpful, Wanda?
That is so perfectly helpful.
I'm so happy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, my friends, we're, you know, to me it's just amazing. Here we are. We probably have 35 minutes to go out of a two-hour show. Time does go by fast when you're having fun, doesn't it? Before we go back to Archangel Michael, I would just like to mention, consider joining the Master's Conference Calls. This is very similar to what our conference calls are like. My schedule for the conference calls is up at www.carolynevers.com. The button is on the right-hand side that takes you into the schedule for the October conference calls. Consider joining us. I do believe they are life-changing events. Not only are they life-changing events, but the more times you do these meditations with them, the more times you visualize the images that they are sending to you, the faster you're going to be able to see into the other side. This is their one of their goals, and they tell us this all the time at all the conference calls. They want you to feel their energies. They want you to feel their love, but they want you to be able to see into the other side. And as Wanda was saying, connect to your higher mind. All of the masters are saying the same thing, that we need to go within. We need to have build up this connection with our higher mind, because this is how we will be directed. Source speaks to us. That is one way that Source speaks to us, is through our higher mind. And during these days, it is always good to connect and touch into Source's energy to find out what we need to be doing. And so I will ask Archangel Michael to hold the line, and we have another caller. And your name, caller.
Hello, Carolyn. This is Marie.
Marie? Hi, Marie.
Marine. M-A-R-A-I-N-E.
Oh, okay.
Marine.
And what can we do for you?
I have a question for Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I have had a couple of experiences recently of feeling attacked psychically by darker forces.
Yes.
And one time I called upon him and it was immediately taken care of. And the other time was yesterday morning. I had actually just gone to bed and was in kind of a middle state and felt someone, you know, like this energy around my neck, you know, trying to strangle me or something. And I just sat up real quick in bed and it was all went away. But I haven't had this kind of thing happen before, and I would like some clarity around this because I'm not sure what's happening.
Okay. Well, this is Carolyn Evers. Before I turn over to Archangel Michael, this is Carolyn Evers saying this. More and more people are finding that this might become challenging, and there's a couple reasons for that. Apparently, you're holding great light. And there are some forces that do not wish the light to be brought down on this planet. There are also some forces that are not of the light who want to go home. They want to go home to the light. They see your light, and they think that this is the way to go home, that you can help release them to the light. So I wanted to say that these are not all frightening situations, that it's disconcerting when you have this happen, but there are cases where these are souls who have served the dark and they wish to go home to the light and they don't know how, and they see your light and they think it's a way that they can be released to the other side in the light. And sometimes we really do that unconsciously. So I want to tell you that sometimes we're doing a service to souls who are trying to find their way home. They've been in the dark for so long. But now let's turn it over to Archangel Michael and see what he has to say about this event or how you might protect yourself in the future. Anyway, let's see what he has to say. I'm sure it's going to be something interesting.
Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Oh, give me a minute. I got to connect. It takes a while to... I've been out of his energy. I've got to connect with him again. Well, first of all, he says, I couldn't have answered the question any better myself.
No.
you know, from the answer that I gave you. He says, anytime a soul is in distress from any sort, call on my name, see my blue light, the blue flame, my name, or my sword. It is like an energy portal that I am attracted to very quickly. I am dedicated to protecting you, my light worker. You came with me as my other light workers came when we first came to this planet many years ago. You were with me when the planet was created, and you are with me now at the ending of this cycle. You are all warriors, and I am here to be of assistance to you any way that I can. So first of all, I want to tell you of my love. I want to tell you of our long association together, you and the other light workers. I want you to know that we are a community. I am a part of you. You are a part of me. I am your elder brother, and I am here to help you move closer and higher into the higher levels of the light. That is my job now. I have taken this responsibility. I am here to awaken all those souls who have not awakened, and I am here to help those souls move through this gateway in as most balanced manner as possible. So understand that you need to build your protection every day, in the morning particularly, and it would be a good idea to consider this in the evening also before you go to bed at night. Call on my warrior angels. There may be nothing amiss when you call them, but you need to set up that energy. You might think to yourself, well, why aren't my angels there protecting you every day just because I have given my word to you for protection? Understand, there is a law here. And what the law on this plane is that we cannot step forth. He's showing me, putting his foot forward from his dimension into our dimension. I am not allowed to step forward from my dimension to your dimension unless I am invited. It is one of the universal laws. Now, unfortunately, the dark forces do not always obey the universal law, but the white forces do. The forces of light do obey the universal law. So what we would suggest to you is call on me to send my warrior angels to you to protect you in the morning, to clear your aura, to clear the physical. Do this when you are ready to get into your automobiles, when you are ready to travel, where you are moving about from one place to another. Get into the habit of calling on my forces to look upon you, to care for you. Do this always. And in what we would be calling the last days, it is even more important. Be mindful of be mindful of the protection that we have to offer. Be mindful of aligning yourself with Source's will. If you just do those two things every day, aligning yourself with Source's will, asking for my protection to send me one of my warrior angels into your world to look after you, to look after those who love you and you love. If you do this every day, you will not have experiences like this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I do call on, I do ask for that a lot, but sometimes I don't, you know, and it's really helpful to understand that at these times, it's important to always do this, you know.
Yes, it's, and he is saying again, it is very important, and he is showing me a person who is making footsteps, so to speak. They're walking, and there are times when others can slip into in between those steps and have with their energy and have a bearing on your day. Some will not immediately turn towards the light, and so they have two things that they can use at the moment. That is fear and intimidation. And they use their fear and their intimidation. They also are trying to usurp the light of those who hold great light. They are not able to make their own light, so they try and usurp someone else's. And so you need to ask every day. And if you ask every day, I am there to protect you.
Thank you. Thank you. I do have such a connection with Archangel Michael, and I do feel that you are my brother, and that's why I ask, when I do ask, I call upon my beloved brother, Archangel.
Okay, he asked me to do something for you, dear. He says, be calm for a second, and still is the word that he's using. There is a stillness. It is like the stillness between the breath, between the intake of the breath and the exhale of the breath. Be in stillness for a moment. That stillness between the two breaths, place your consciousness in front of you and tell me when you have done that.
Yes.
Okay. He is moving close to you right now. He is standing in front of you. He is placing one hand on your left shoulder, and the other hand he places on your right shoulder. He says, we have now made a closed circuit between the two of us. And he says, can you feel my energy?
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like?
It feels calm and strong. Safe.
Yes. He says, when you call on me and you feel these things, you know that I have answered you.
Thank you. I feel the color too now. Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful? And all he says is just remember how you feel right now.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Archangel Michael is standing here. We probably have 20 minutes, so what we're going to do just for a second, a few moments, is is not to take a call. I want to see what he's going to be doing because we don't have much time left. 2 hours goes by so fast. Well, we'll just have to do this again, won't we? Let's see what he wants now. Okay, we're standing over by the doorway. He says, all of you, take your consciousness, put it towards the doorway. See the magnificence of the midnight blue of the cosmos. Step out in the cosmos with me. And right now I have stepped out into the cosmos with Archangel Michael, and there is Mother Mary who has come back again. She's not stepping through the doorway. Oh, my. What she is doing is she is handing me this little child, this infant that is dressed in swaddling clothes, and she is telling me to go through the doorway again with Archangel Michael. And I have this little baby in my arms, and I look down into this little baby face, and this little baby face looks up at me. The skin is kind of pinkish. You know how the newborns look. And Archangel Michael is standing next to me, and he is saying that this child that I hold represents the Christ energy that Mary, his mother, accepted 2,000 years ago. And this energy now, this Christ energy that is held within our soul, each of us, we now wish to awaken that Christ energy in everyone's soul. And so I walk forward into the circle of all of those who listen on this radio show today or who listen to the archives. I hold the energy in my arms of the energy that Christ brought to this planet 2,000 years ago. It is the energy that is within your soul. And I hand this energy to each of you. Take it. Look into the face of this child. This is the energy that is part and parcel of your own magnificence of soul. You are responsible for this, dear ones, he says. This is the symbol of what you carry in your soul. Take this energy, place it into your heart. This is a reminder that we have called you to awaken the Christ energy within your own magnificence of soul. Take it now because you are spiritually mature enough to understand this. This energy and you are one. The same energy that our dearly beloved Mother of Heaven, Queen of Heaven, brought to Earth 2,000 years ago. And she is sending that energy to each one of you to enliven, to waken up your heart and your mind. It is now yours, dear friends. It is now yours. It is your responsibility to awaken to who you are. And the magnificence of the soul that is energizing the physical body that you now exist in. is who you are. Feel it. Feel it coming to you. Feel the power. Feel the power of this new age. Accept it within your heart. And I kiss the little smiling face, and I turn the infant over to you. Oh. Well, my dear friends, I don't know if anybody after that is going to be awake enough to ask a question and to call in, but if you are, the phone number here is 877-876-5227, and if someone has a question, a comment, or wants to share some of the experiences that they have been able to enjoy today, let me know. Did you see any of the lights? Did you feel the energy? Did you feel the love? Did you see into the next dimension any of those who came to be with us? The adorable little cherubs. They are so sweet. Archangel Michael, his blue energy, his sword. Did you feel his humor, his love? Did you sense Mother Mary? Did you feel the energy that she brought forth 2,000 years ago? And we have a phone call. And your name, caller?
My name is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, dear. What do you have to share?
Well, I just had a question for you.
Oh, no sharing, just a question, huh?
Just a little question this time.
Okay.
You're familiar with the Urantia book?
No, not really.
Okay.
I haven't read it.
Well, maybe the cherubim could help me out with this, or Michael. My question is, in the Urantia book, it states that Jesus of Nazareth, his spirit that came into his physical form, is a being called Christ Michael. And he's one of the Order of Michael. Creator son. And I would like to know, is this true?
Are you asking if this is his name, if he's a creator son? I mean, I'm not quite sure of the question, Brian. You've given me a question, but I'm not sure of the information that you're trying to get to.
Was Christ Michael... was he the one that came down and incarnated into the physical form as what we call Jesus of Nazareth?
Okay. Now, who do you understand Christ Michael to be? See, I have to ask these questions because
I have
to understand what you mean by those words.
Apparently, Christ Michael is a creator son of this local universe. When I say local, I mean just the local universe, not the whole cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
So he is one who they call the creator son of his realm.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does that book have anything to say about that soul that incarnated as Jesus when that soul was created?
It doesn't go into a lot of detail. It just says he's the one that walked the earth in the form of Jesus.
Well,
but I wasn't
see, unless
sure.
You really
I wanted
know.
To,
unless
I wanted
you
to come,
really know, have a knowledge of when that soul was created, the rest of this is kind of ambiguous.
Hmm.
Let's see what Archangel Mikael has to say about that, or if he wants to answer it. Wait a minute. He's going to answer what I was alluding to in the very when I discussed this, is that soul that we knew of as Christ was the first soul that was created before all other souls were created.
That makes sense then. Because, yes, he's the master of the local universe. Yeah.
And so when you get into, and now that's all he's saying. And
yes.
I wanted to say to you, Brian, is when you get into all of these other, you know, words, and if you know where that connection came in when that soul was created, it helps you understand some of the history of what this is. I had gotten that from the Records of the Cherubim a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you have that piece, that helps you understand some of the other pieces. Would you agree?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And as far as, and I will tell you, Archangel Mikael's not saying this, but I will tell you that from the work that I've received from those on the other side, that this particular planet and solar system was the responsibility of that soul, and he worked very closely with the Elohim in bringing it into manifestation, and that is why he is playing a very important role now.
Yeah.
He is what would be considered the king of this planetary sphere, When he comes to the different conference calls that we have, he shows himself very clearly in that mode as the king of this planet, the one who is whose responsibility it is to see things fulfilled here.
Mm. And one last thing, Carolyn, was it also spoke in that book, in the Urantia book, that he would someday also return physically. Is this true? Is it kind of like what we call the second coming?
On the conference calls, it has been stated that he is already in flesh.
Oh, he is.
That is what has been given to us on the conference calls, and whether he will acknowledge himself to the world will depend upon the world conditions and the necessity of it. Something
okay.
that perhaps you're not taking into consideration is that soul has incarnated on this planet many times.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, for people to say, well, you know, is he going to come with the second coming? Well, he's been here many times.
Well, when they say the second coming, I wasn't sure. I know it's kind of like the religious way, but I wasn't sure if that was kind of ascension for us to meet him here on this planet, you know, as we're raising our vibration, or is that a physical being coming down in a ship?
Well,
you know,
what we have heard on the conference calls is that that soul that was Jesus that 2,000 years ago was really preparing the world for ascension then, that he was laying down tracks of light between this dimension and the next higher dimension.
Mm-hmm.
He taught ascension, but the people really didn't get it.
Ah,
and
yes,
neither
yes.
did the church.
Yes,
they did
that.
Not understand
huh.
ascension. They didn't understand the complexities of it. The people were not of the mental ability to understand that aspect of what we understand now. And
yeah.
we don't understand at all.
That's true.
And it is because it is a process.
Yes, it is. It sure is.
It is a process.
Well, I had to ask those questions, Cameron. I had to be straightforward. I don't know if I, how I come across, but I was just wanting to share that with you.
Okay.
That was interesting.
Okay, you have a pleasant evening, and blessings to you, Brian.
God bless, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I think at this moment, because we only have really 5 minutes, it's amazing how 2 hours fly by, isn't it? I will give you an opportunity to make one last phone call, and I think our work with Archangel Michael and the others who were going to come forth today is not going to happen because of the time constraint. This is similar, the work that we have done today is similar to really all of our conference calls. The panel for Ascension that we've been working with today is very similar to the Fireside Chat. And the different masters who come are, of course, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael has his own classes, Master Kasumi. They are all working in some form or another at the Fireside Chat. We've had individuals like Mother Mary, of course, Mary of Magdalene, Yeshua, Pope John Paul. We've had many individuals who come through, and much information is given. What we have done today has hardly been able to scratch the surface. And for those of you who are interested in this information, you might find Journey to the Other Side to be very valuable. That is on www.carolynevers.com. It's very beautifully done. It's an ebook that comes to you once a month. It has some master or archangel has written it, there are it works like a book. You turn the pages. It's software that makes the pages turn like a book. It's illustrated. It's very lovely. And there is information in there that I would say you have not read anywhere else, because it is the up-to-date, what I would consider the up-to-date Ascension information. Also, Archangel Michael's book, Earth History, Past, Present, and Future. If you're interested in some of these things that we've been talking today, there's a lot of interesting information in that, too. And these thoughts of Ascension is something that is moving forward. They do change as there are changes in the etheric, as plans of some are thwarted and others are advanced. And so we are, I believe, keeping up to the present moment as to what is happening in this process, this spiritual enlightenment. Folks, we have one more minute. Really not enough time to have another caller, but I will say that tomorrow on my show, listen in, Archangel Michael is going to come again. We're going to be a little different that day. He is going to be working with the etheric, releasing fears. There's a write-up about my show tomorrow. Read it. Come join us. We start at the same time that we started today. If you enjoyed this show, if you learned from it, I think you will enjoy tomorrow's show, which, again, Carolyn Evers will be here. I will help hold the doorway to bring in Archangel Michael. Come meet him and join with him. That is all that I can say. And so to all of you, these 2 hours went by awfully fast. I'll see you tomorrow, and bless you all. Goodbye.